Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I think my favorite holiday is Halloween. That's my favorite, yeah. That's a good holiday because you don't have to celebrate that one with your family. You never hear, what are you doing for Halloween? I gotta fly back east and go trick-or-treating with my parents.
October 23rd, 2025. It's the wake up call, Gavin, Katie, and Kevin. Here we are. You can tell where my head is at, my stage of life, or where I fall into society. That comedian goes, Halloween, it's nice because it's a holiday. You don't need to celebrate with your family. I'm thinking like, yes, you do.
Oh.
But he's talking about like his parents. I see. Oh, I see. Anyway, I did not get a good night's sleep last night, like at all. I don't know what happened. I fell asleep in my son's bed. Then I walked to, which by the way, walking back, any parent that falls asleep in their kid's bed and then walks back to their bedroom in the middle of the night. For me, it was 11:30 last night. That if I was one of my other kids and I saw that, it would
think
be
there was a haunting.
Childhood trauma.
Yeah, because it's
yeah,
and you're stiff and you're rubbing your face and you're
and like I'm in my underwear, just my underwear, and like I have bedhead already, but I'm walking around and like my kid, I would imagine, would like, oh my God, that's my father. But he's not acting like my father. What I would imagine would be like if you saw somebody possessed by the devil. Like, that's their body, but where's their soul? That's what I imagine it would look like as I'm bumping into walls, knocking pictures off of it. And then I got back to my room last night, and then I just, like, my brain was just like, you know what? Let's think about every problem you have right now.
Oh, God.
Just for everything from little problems to big problems.
I have been sleeping like a baby this week.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Give me some of that.
And I mean, yeah, like, falling, maybe not falling right to sleep, but I mean, falling asleep pretty quick.
Yeah.
One night, it was just, like, laid down out. And I had already fallen asleep in the baby's bed.
Is it heroin?
Yes.
I should try that.
Yeah, but don't shoot it.
No, God. What am I,
an animal? Like a lady.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get that good crank.
Is heroin crank?
Yeah, you know, you're asking the wrong guy. Yeah. That's a Kevin question.
Kevin?
What? I don't know. I don't do that.
No, okay. I know you don't, but yeah. You know more drug users than we do.
But not in that area. Okay. Other drugs, I got you.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Not the dirty drugs.
Yeah, not the dirty ones. But Kevin, if Katie and I were like, where can we get some crank? A, would you know what we're talking about? And B, would you know where to guide us?
A, no. B, yes.
Oh.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
Call us right now. 916-909-1065. 909-1065. If you struggle with waiting, you know, we don't like waiting at the DMV or at Disneyland or something like that. But new research has come out and it says that science says waiting is good for you. It's really good for your mental health. And I remember my wife and I talking about this when we first became parents. And we were reading in one of the books that you read when you become a new parent that was talking about delayed gratification. How if you can instill delayed gratification into your kids, it improves their IQ. And then, like all parents, we completely forgot about that.
Yeah, I appreciate you admitting that.
Because crying and screaming is way worse than having a dumb kid. Okay? But this makes me think, though, back to that, because this science, they studied this for a while, and there are three key reasons why waiting is so beneficial for you. Okay,
now, do we mean, like, waiting in a line? Do we mean waiting, like delaying gratification?
So I'll tell you, because they break it down into three different categories. Okay. One, being okay with waiting improves your self-control. Waiting is an exercise in patience. So this is the delayed gratification part. Okay. So being able to regulate your emotions and not get annoyed will only help you in the long run. Okay. That's one area. Number two, waiting before you respond to an email or make a purchase can be a lifesaver, literally. People tend to react impulsively. This intentional pause before you make a big decision can be a big difference in your life. And number three, waiting can also be fun.
Oh,
if you savor it, try to reframe your mind as to thinking this is not good to thinking this is very good. Think of it as an opportunity to reflect or give your brain the gift of zoning out free from judgment. I actually agree with all three of those things.
Okay. Nice try.
What?
The whole, like, make a game of it. It'll be fun.
It can be fun. It can be.
Give me what I want. The only time it's good to wait for something is when you have a vacation coming up. Period, full stop.
I don't think that's true.
Okay, name another thing that feels good to wait for.
Sex.
What?
What if you, Kevin goes, What if you, like, have a partner and you guys get flirty all day long or like tease each other. Even the concept of foreplay is like waiting. That's what it is. Kevin, I mean, what is your take on this?
I don't like waiting. I'm with Katie.
Yeah.
Really?
It's honestly, it feels like a waste of time.
I don't know. I think that out of the three of us, Katie is the most impatient.
Yeah. It probably comes more from impulsiveness.
I was going to say, and which one of us is the most impulsive?
It's
impulsivity is not a good quality.
It can be.
In what way?
When you're rescuing somebody?
Huh?
When somebody, right. When somebody's in danger, when there's an emergency? Okay? That is the time that I shine because I just go. I don't, let's make a game of this.
But I don't think, though, that that's the same thing. I don't think making quick decisions in an emergency is the same thing as being impulsive.
That's, why? What's the difference?
I think impulsive is you're not thinking things through, whereas
I don't have time to think things through. It's an emergency.
Well, that's not good.
Okay, well, guess what? When you need to be saved, I'll take some time to think about it.
Aaron, good morning.
Hi.
Oh, God.
No! Leave Aaron alone. Oh, hi, God. Honey. How's it going?
Hi.
Aaron is a kid who has no parents.
No,
he calls.
Wait, what? Hold on, what?
He calls us almost every single day.
I love him.
I think you are a perfect example of why waiting
is. I have parents.
Hold on a second, Aaron, okay? Katie wants to be your mother, first of all.
I do, actually.
And I think you're a perfect example of why waiting is good for you, because you don't wait. You just call.
Okay, so what did you want to call and say, honey?
Well, that was unexpected.
You came at him sideways.
Because we go through this every day.
Okay, Aaron, do you like waiting?
No, not at all. Nope.
Okay. Do you find that the people of your generation are not good at waiting?
I have never met a single person my age or anywhere near Gen Alpha that can wait.
Right. And right, so right. That's probably why I can't either, because I'm so young.
Just teeming with immaturity. Yeah. I think that's what Katie was trying to say. You're the one that says you're so young.
I am. Okay. And also a lifesaver. You forgot that one. Aaron, we love you. We'll talk to you later, buddy.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
So a few days ago, we did the topic of what do our kids do that drive us nuts? And we had a lot of fun with it. The submissions for that and the calls and text messages were hysterical.
Hysterical.
But one of you suggested you should flip the script and you should ask kids, what do we do that make you nuts? And Katie and I thought, what a great idea.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing now. 916-909-1065. 909-1065. Ask your kid, what do we do that drives you nuts? Because we're getting into this now. Let's start with Rachel. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
What is something that you do that drives your kids nuts?
My daughter said what drives her nuts is waking her up for school.
Oh, well,
okay.
Sure.
Well, that's a necessary evil.
I mean, is there a...
what choice do you have? The government will come.
Exactly.
Is there a specific way that you do it? Like, do you sing a song, or are you mean about it?
Usually I'm pretty nice about it until the third time I have to ask her, and then it's like, lights on, get up, we gotta go, girl.
Yeah. Mm,
that's great. Thank you so much for calling, Rachel. Let's talk to Nancy. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
What do you do that drives your kids nuts?
Well, they get really mad at me because I laugh too much and too loud.
You laugh too much and too long?
Too loud.
Oh, too loud.
That's terrible. What, are they embarrassed or something?
Yeah, I mean, there's been times that something made me laugh and I couldn't even speak, like, to the
you know what?
Burger King.
I love that about you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is such an endearing quality in a person.
That's so funny. Thank you for calling. Let's talk to Abigail. 916-909-1065. Call or text us. Abigail, good morning.
Good morning.
What is something that you do that drives your kids crazy?
It drives them so crazy when I sing and dance. They think it's the most embarrassing thing ever.
Well, are you not good at it?
I don't know.
See, you know what? I think it doesn't matter, because when asked what drives my kids crazy about me, not just singing too loud.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They start, the second I start singing, they start screaming, "Stop it!"
Abigail, thank you. It seems like kids hate whimsy is what
they enjoy. Did also find out the four-year-old, when asked, my boyfriend D'Lo comes in the kitchen the wrong way.
Oh, sure. Well, that's his fault.
Right.
Yeah.
That just drives her up a wall.
It drives my daughter crazy when I get in bed with her to, like, read to her at bedtime and lay with her till she falls asleep. Because, quote, I spent forever making my bed look right and you just messed it all up. To which there's no winning that situation. I don't know what to do. Some text messages that we got in here. I drive my kids crazy when they ask me, where is, and I always put in your butt.
Okay. We put this up on Facebook and Rachel said that according to her 16-year-old daughter, it drives her crazy when Rachel is yelling at all of the siblings, even though just one of them did something wrong.
Oh, I do that too. I can't tell you how many times one of my kids being like, I didn't even do it.
Oh, yeah. Dana said, when I agree to watch a movie with her, but then I fall asleep.
Oh, aw.
Sarah said, her 9-year-old said, when she corrects her in front of people.
Oh, yeah.
Yashrina said, when she gets distracted during a movie. And also, apparently, she stole the family dog because she prefers her.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
That's right. And she has somehow made the jackpot $500 on the game. Are You Smarter Than Katie? I know how she did it. That big sexy brain.
Yeah.
And we are going to play with Kristen today. Kristen, are you there?
I am.
All right, now I'm going to tell you this right now. If you cheat, we're going to know.
Oh.
Why are you telling? Just say that to everybody, not just to her.
Well, when the jackpot gets this high.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Okay, when
it gets, we can sniff it out.
Katie's leaving the studio. When the jackpot gets this high, we know you.
We know.
You need the money? We need the money, Kristen, you know?
I need it.
Kevin really needs it. So, but we can tell. All right, here we go. 5 questions dealing with news and pop culture. You ready?
Yes.
Question 1. North Carolina has moved ahead with President Trump's push for political redistricting to give Republicans more House seats. This is the second red state to do it, with several more poised to do it as well. Voting on California's redistricting to counter this is called Prop what?
50.
Question 2. The 5th and final season of Stranger Things is getting ready to air in late November, but there was a rumor that the final episode of the series will be released in theaters before it airs on Netflix. And those rumors are true. It'll be released on New Year's Eve. That is exciting. That last episode is going to be, I think, 2 hours long, too. What is the name of Winona Ryder's character?
Oh, shoot.
3 seconds. 2.
I don't know.
All righty. Question 3. Demi Lovato's star power is being used to endorse a product called a Pickle Witch. It's a Subway sandwich that uses a giant pickle instead of bread, and it'll be available at Jimmy John's. I want to eat that. Not going to lie. The slogan for Jimmy John's is freaky what?
Oh my gosh. I don't even know what Jimmy John's is.
Right.
You don't know what...
No, I don't know. Freaky good.
Freaky good?
Yes.
Okay. You've never been to a Jimmy John's?
No.
Oh, go today. Fine. Google it. There's tons of them around here. It's so good. Question 4. The White House destruction is way bigger than what we thought. President Trump's $250 million ballroom will require the demolition of the entire East Wing. And it could start this weekend, despite no plans submitted or approval from the National Capital Planning Commission. Spell demolition.
D-E-M-O-L-I-T-I-O-N.
And question 5, all of us have brain rotted on HGTV's show House Hunters at one point or another, and the show has been renewed through the end of 2026. The shocking part of this story is that they approved the recording of 400 new episodes.
Oh my God.
400 is like an unprecedented amount. If they aired an even amount of episodes per day for the next 16 months, How many is that per day? Or I'm sorry, how many is that per month? Sorry about that.
Oh, okay. Am I doing that right?
If they aired the same amount per month.
25.
Okay, all right. Confused myself on that. Kevin, go get Katie. Man, Kristen, what do you do for a living?
I'm a teacher.
Oh, I love that. What do you teach?
I teach fourth grade.
Fourth grade, and where do you teach?
At Foxborough Elementary in Vacaville.
At Stockbox?
Fox.
Fox?
Something.
Yeah, Foxborough.
Foxborough. Foxborough. Okay, home of the fighting.
Foxholes.
Oh,
foxholes.
Yeah.
Like a World War One thing?
No, it's like a kind of a play on the word of a-holes.
Oh, seems inappropriate for an elementary school. Okay. Wow. All right. I'm not going to ask what their mascot is.
Don't.
All right. Kristen's now on hold. Katie, here we go. You ready?
Yep.
Question one. North Carolina has moved ahead with President Trump's push for political redistricting to give Republicans more House seats. They're the second red state to do it, and there's several more coming. Missouri, Florida, there's a bunch of them. Voting on California's redistricting to counter this is called Prop what?
In California?
Yeah.
Prop 50.
Prop 50, it's correct. Question two, the fifth and final season of Stranger Things is going to air in late November. There was a rumor that the very last episode of the series was going to be in theaters before it aired on Netflix.
Okay.
That rumor is true.
I mean, pretty smart.
Yeah, super smart very exciting.
I'm not really one for movies.
Like leaving the house and seeing.
Mostly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I would go for this.
Yeah? Yeah. I can't wait to bring my kids. That's going to be great.
I bet people dress up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Even more fun. What is the name of Winona Ryder's character?
The mom, Joyce.
Joyce. Yeah. Question three. Love saying this. Demi Lovato's star power is being used to endorse something called a pickle witch. Which is a sandwich made out of pickle instead of bread.
As a pickle time kind of gal.
Yeah.
By the way, for those that don't know, after dinner, you're sitting around watching TV and you say, you turn to whoever you love and live with.
Yeah.
Do you know what time it is? And they say it's pickle time.
It's pickle time.
And then you go get a big pickle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But now you can put meat inside of it.
I know. It looks so good. I looked it up. Incredible.
This is going to be available at Jimmy John's. What's Jimmy John's slogan? Freaky what?
Freaky.
3 seconds.
Freaky
Three.
Good time.
That's Diddy's slogan.
Oh.
It's freaky fast. Freaky fast.
Is it fast?
Because they make their sandwiches so quickly.
I feel like I've been to a Jimmy John's once and it's just seemed like a normal amount of sandwich time.
Question four. This story makes me very sad. I'll be honest. The White House destruction is actually way bigger than we thought. President Trump's $250 million ballroom will require the demolition of the entire East Wing.
And really?
Yes. And it could start as early as this weekend, despite no plans that were submitted or approval from the National Capital Planning Commission. I mean, it's not even like a party thing. It just makes me so sad to see hundreds of years of our White House being destroyed. It makes me sad. It's not his house. It's your house. It's our house. Spell the word demolition.
Okay, hold on. I gotta find a pen. D-E-M-O-O-L-I-T-I-O-N.
Got it. And question five, good news, HGTV lovers. House Hunters has been approved to run till the end of 2026. And they have also approved 400 new episodes to be filmed.
How?
I thought we were in a housing crisis. Are there even 400 houses for sale?
How often is this show on television?
Well, that's kind of the question here, okay? If they aired an even amount of episodes per month for the next 16 months, How many is that per month?
How many? What did you say?
If they aired an even amount of episodes per month for the next 16 months, how many is that?
I'm just Busby.
All righty. The answer is 25. New episodes per month for 16 months.
that's like more than Love Island.
That's crazy. Anyway, though, Kristen, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All righty. Final score. You both got three.
Oh!
It's a tie. Woo! Sorry, I was thinking about $500. We're adding $20 to the jackpot. Still climbing. $520 tomorrow. Kristen, what is it that you want to tell us, though?
Today, I'm just as smart as Katie.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, just as smart as Katie. Thank you so much for...
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listening.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
So think about this. Would you ever do something that you know is wrong, but you're doing it to help somebody in need? This is a true story out of Texas, and this just happened to a corrections officer. Katie has the details.
So a corrections officer was busted for slipping an inmate food. It was hot wings.
Man, as somebody who loves hot wings, being denied hot wings for years.
I mean, that's your punishment.
That's terrible.
And now the officer is being brought up on like contraband charges,
which like, can be pretty severe.
Arrested.
Yeah. Is that still a state crime or is that a felony?
They're calling it a misdemeanor right now, but I mean, he was still arrested.
Maybe just because it's meat, not heroin or something like that. Well, that's kind of terrible. Like I said, like hot wings are incredible. And I know that these are bad guys that have done bad things for the most part, but like, denying somebody a hot wing.
It does seem like, is it that bad?
Right.
Is it that bad to
sneak somebody a
snack?
A hot wing.
Obviously, he has been fired.
Oh, man.
I do feel like there is another part of the story that I would like to get your guys' opinion on.
Okay.
Now, the reason he was caught
was
because he was having phone calls with this inmate.
Okay.
Obviously, all the phone calls are listened to and recorded. He just didn't think anybody was going to know it was him.
What?
Here's the other part.
He's on the phone just being like,
hey. It's Jake. I went to Wingstop.
It was from Wingstop.
Oh, was it from Wingstop? That's funny.
Here's what makes this a bit of a gray area for me.
Okay.
He charged the inmate $50.
What?
Per chicken wing?
No. No, just for the whole order.
What was the... Not that it matters, but what was the order? Like a pound, a dozen? Is that what we think it was?
They probably don't have... Keep talking. They don't ask details like that.
Those geez journalists today don't ask details like that. Okay, that completely changes the story. And F that CEO, because that's terrible. He should have lost his job. He should be arrested. He should have charges against him. You're going to charge somebody? You're making money off of getting somebody, trying to do something nice for somebody?
That, if it was just like, this guy, I don't know, he's in for like a marijuana charge or something. You know, like something that people aren't even arrested for anymore or something like that.
Well, in Texas they are. Oh, well.
And you're like, oh man, it's fine. I'll get you some wings.
Yeah.
I got you. Especially if it's somebody that's like a good inmate, doesn't cause any problems. Okay. The fact that he was like turning a profit on it.
Right.
And it is, although it is considered a misdemeanor, he could face up to 6 months in jail for this.
For wings?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
I sure hope that $50 was worth it, Cletus, because that's terrible. You're taking advantage of somebody, you know, in a situation like that. And here's why I feel so strongly about this. If I was in jail, I would absolutely consider spending $50 on a dozen hot wings.
Well, yeah, what else? You gonna spend it on ramen?
No, if I was ever in jail, I would consider going back to smoking cigarettes.
Do they not just give you those?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think you got to buy them. And I think on top of buying them, I think that could be contraband too now. Who knows?
If somebody sneaks it in. I think if you sneak anything in, it's contraband. Like, let's be clear.
If you sneak anything in.
I think so.
Okay. Okay. So, like, the fact that this corrections officer was trying to make money off of selling things to inmates, that's pretty despicable, right?
And what's worse is he had to go... when he was arrested, he had to go back to the jail he worked at.
Well, do you think it? He's just trying to make some money.
Kevin.
He's going off of the wants and the needs of the inmates.
Okay, so you're claiming capitalism?
I mean, if...
You're saying supply and demand?
Right. If they have the money and they want to spend it, I'm just providing it for them. I'm giving them the opportunity to purchase it.
Okay, where does this end? What if the want and the need is cocaine?
I mean, if you have the money...
No, Kevin, Jesus Christ.
What?
What?
Okay. What's wrong with that?
I feel like all the years we've spent trying to raise him.
Right.
Nothing has sunk in.
Yeah.
Nothing.
But, hey. They're in jail for probably months, maybe life.
Okay.
I'm just giving them a little piece of something outside of the world.
Okay, for money. Why do you have to get money for that?
Because I'm risking my job for this to give you some happiness. It's just $50.
Can I ask you just a quick question?
Give me 50.
Just give me 50. Quick question, okay? With somebody who is, let's say, entrepreneurially morally corrupt.
Mm. Yes. Okay?
How come you don't have any money?
Because I haven't found anyone's wants and needs where I can give it
okay.
to them.
Okay.
So now if you want something and I have access to it,
yeah.
I will be your supplier.
Have you considered Folsom Prison?
Folsom Prison?
Yeah.
There are I can't do
no.
that.
Why?
They'll eat me alive there.
They'll eat him alive in there.
Like a chicken wing.
Like a little hot wing.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So we get emails here on The Wake Up Call a lot. We always call them Dear Wake Up Calls. You can email us whenever you want. Wake Up Call, all one word, at endonline.com. And we got one from a girl. We changed her name. We're going to be calling her Isabella because we don't want her to necessarily have her identity out there because it involves her mom and it involves her mom's boyfriend. Isabella, welcome to the show.
Hi, yes. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Okay, so I'm going to read just a part of your email just so that we're all caught up here, okay?
Okay.
You said, I think my mom's boyfriend is gay and in the closet. Then you went on to say in your email that you don't know what to do because your mom is so happy in this relationship. She's been so lonely prior to this relationship with this guy. But you don't want her to be humiliated because she is being humiliated. She doesn't know that, but everybody, it's so obvious to everybody that her boyfriend is gay. Do I basically have the gist of your email?
Yep, that's it.
All right. How long has she been dating this guy?
I mean, they've been dating now for like 7 months.
Okay.
Okay.
And how
so
soon?
Serious.
How soon did you have suspicions that he was gay?
Oh, right away.
Right away.
Yeah.
Well, is it possible that he's bisexual?
Maybe, but either way, my mom should know.
Yeah.
And he's only ever had one relationship prior to my mom, with a female.
With a woman. Okay.
That he has had relationships with men, or he's saying in all of his life, there's only been one person he's ever had a relationship with.
Correct. And never married. But he has shared other details about other relationships.
What does it matter?
Well, I think it would matter to her mom.
Well, but if her mom is happy.
What if you're wrong about this, Isabella?
Yeah. I don't think I am. I think there's other people have suspicions too. And it's more that I'm worried I'm going to embarrass her or it's going to be embarrassing for her. I don't know.
Well, I will say if you were to bring this up to her, it's going to put a bit of a wedge and make your relationship with your mom a little uncomfortable at the very least.
Say the least.
Yeah.
Even if you are looking out for her best interest.
But again, if she's happy, what is she losing?
Kevin, what are your thoughts on this? And before you give them, you can call or text us, 916-909-1065, if you have any advice for Isabella, who sent us an email looking for some help here.
I feel like if you confirm that he is actually gay, you need to tell your mom. You got to protect your mom.
But how would she confirm that?
Just ask him straight up. Be like,
okay, how do you like when people ask you if you're gay?
I mean, I tell them I'm not.
Okay.
And then they'll have their beliefs.
Okay, does it offend you?
A little bit.
See, I don't...
But if he's acting like he's going to love my mom.
Right.
Then she needs to know the full truth.
I do feel like this is a real statement on how much you love your mother. Because Kevin loves his mother very, very much. Mm-hmm. And I love my mother very, very much.
Okay, but is it appropriate to ask somebody what their sexual orientation is?
If you're dating my mom, yes.
Oh.
Reframe this. Okay. Isabella, listen to this, okay? Isabella, I don't know if you have any kids. Imagine this is happening to one of your daughters. That she is dating a guy that you are pretty sure, and everybody who's ever met this guy is pretty sure he's gay.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I feel like she's probably having a lot of fun.
Okay, well.
Okay. I feel like she's going to brunch it up.
Isabella, I mean, how would you feel about that?
I mean, I would, in all, just need her to know the truth. As long as the truth is out, like if that's her choice or his choice or whatever.
Just as long as she knows. Okay, I get that. Like, she should have all the facts.
If it's obvious to everybody, your mom probably at least has entertained the thought. So maybe not have a conversation with him. Maybe have a conversation with her. And bring it up lightly and just try to say, like, have you ever thought that such and such is gay?
Or say, like, Do you think that his favorite color is rainbow?
Okay.
Okay, that's really...
indirect comment.
Yeah. Yeah. How much does he love Barbara Streisand?
I mean, the text messages that we've been getting in, you can keep the text messages coming into 909-1065, are mostly saying, mind your own business. Not all of them are saying that. So I don't know. I mean, people are calling too. I don't, maybe we'll take calls on this next. I'm not sure. But Isabella, please let us know what you do. Okay?
Okay, I will. Absolutely.
All right. Maybe we'll have you back on the show to talk about
how it went down.
The aftermath on either decision that you make. But thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
And if you have thoughts on this, keep them coming in. 909-1065.
1065, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Do you know who Kevin Kiley is?
He is like a representative here locally, right?
He is our congressperson, our congressman for Placer County. If you live in Roseville, Rockland, Lincoln, that whole area, he represents us in Congress. And I subscribe to his emails. I'm not sure when I signed up for that. And most of the time, his emails are pretty noxious. However, this morning, interesting. It was him promoting making a video about this.
What we're looking at is the worst operational bottleneck in Placer County and one of the worst in all of Northern California.
Do you know what that would be?
65.
65. Highway 65.
Going
you're looking
towards
at
Sacramento.
10 hours of delay every single day. That's 1,800 hours of delay every day.
I know I've experienced this myself many times, but the good news is we have gotten $22 million, over $22 million in federal funding to help fix this. So how is this gonna look different when the project is done?
What we're gonna do is we're gonna take that over $22 million that you successfully brought back to our district from Washington, D.C. We're gonna pair that with $6 million of local developer impact fees. And what we're gonna do is we're gonna put two new lanes in southbound between Pleasant Grove and Galleria.
Sounds like great news.
It does.
So $22 million that he lobbied for. Listen, I'm not a fan of his, but good for him. I'm glad he lobbied for it from a fund that was set up by the Obama administration. Great. That's awesome. Then I start looking into it because I'm a crazy person and I can't just accept good news. They're adding two lanes. Traffic construction's going to start. I think they're going to say it's, but hopefully by the end of December 2027, this project will be done. Okay. And as I'm reading these articles, I'm finding these nuggets here and there that are alluding to the fact that adding more lanes does not help congestion. And I'm going, huh? That doesn't seem right. And I find another article that's talking about how adding lanes does not help congestion. And the one thing that does help congestion is, what do you think is the answer?
I have no idea.
Kevin?
Lessening the lanes?
Tolls. Tolls is the only thing that they have been able to prove lessens congestion.
Well, because then people don't want to go and pay.
Right. And they find other routes to go that way. And I'm reading this. And if you've never driven on 65, it's a nightmare. At almost all times a day. Like, we drive on 65, Katie and I do, to come to this studio. And the only time a day that it's fine is before 5 a.m.
Yeah, you do start, like, but it's only in one direction that it's bad.
That's because years ago, there was a project that we voted for that expanded the northbound lanes. It kind of clogs up just like all the other highways do. And I was like, no. And the more I read about it, the more they were like, and we're looking into toll options as well. I was like, no!
No, there's no way you can put a toll in. It's such a small stretch of freeway.
It's the only thing that'll relieve it. So it's a nightmare. It's either a headache with congestion, or we got to pay 65 cents or $2.50 to drive on it. And we set up one of those easy pay things on it. What?
So I have to start paying. I know that other people in parts of the country have to do this, but like, I'd have to start paying money to drive to work.
If they ever did a toll thing on that.
I don't think that they would.
To lessen the congestion. But yes, there are lots of people in this country that have to pay to go to work.
That's great. Like, I know that's true, but putting it in terms where I would have to do it seems insane.
It does.
Also, because again, it's not a big stretch of highway where this is problematic.
Right.
It's like 4 miles.
It's less than 2 miles.
Right.
And but that less than 2 miles sometimes can take, I don't know, 15 minutes.
Oh, I know.
Now, granted, I've got my little tricks that I do.
Oh.
I don't care who it pisses off.
You're not going to.
I'm in a fast car and I'm going to do what I got to do.
Which is what?
I'll get on 65 South.
Yeah.
At the Blue Oaks on ramp.
Okay.
And then I will run. Everybody gets over immediately because that's what you're supposed to do.
And you not go me. On that shoulder.
Not the shoulder.
Oh.
It's what essentially turns into the off ramp for the Pleasant Grove exit. And I will not get over until I am like tens of feet from the off ramp for Pleasant Grove. Saves me about, I don't know, 5 or 6 minutes. I love doing it. Sorry. Anybody who that I cut off as I'm coming over, I sincerely feel sorry for you because sometimes it is aggressive. But listen, just know I'm fine. You're moving. You're at a crawling pace. And maybe I spook you when I just come right in, but you're not going very fast.
Please understand that I'm fine.
Right. Okay? Exactly.
And I feel like that's going to help you sleep at night.
Right. Right. Okay. We're all fine. You're fine.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Bing, 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 bing. Yes, yes, yes. She's a panther, but she's pink.
Take a look inside your heart. Is there any room for me?
She is coming to Oakland, the Fox Theater, in November. We've got tickets. They are free if you win the game of Talktionary. Katie, how do you play the game of Talktionary?
Well, it's really just Pictionary, but you can't see what we're drawing.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
So we're going to explain the words on the card. We could skip around on the card, but you can't go to the next one, the next card, till you've gotten all five words on the first one.
That's right. That's right. And we're going to start with Amid. Am I saying your name right?
Amid.
Amid,
yes.
All right. Amid, you need these tickets.
Period.
And you chose Kevin as your contestant, correct?
Good choice.
Sure did. Sure did.
All right. 30 seconds on the clock. Kevin, are you ready?
Yes.
Amid, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Go for it.
Okay. He's our president that had like a log cabin. I think he's either 15, 16, or 17th president.
The Abraham Lincoln?
Yes. Wow. Okay. And then you wear these frilly things when you do ballet. Goes around the waist.
Skip.
Okay, skip. Okay, you need a key to put it in to unlock it.
Safe?
No, the little thing that you put on your locker.
Holy cow!
What is it?
A lock. He said it.
Oh,
at
okay.
The buzzer.
Oh, so all right. We'll give him that point. Okay, you have two.
Okay, I don't need that sass. You heard him clearly. He said lock.
They just weren't the best clues. That's all I'm saying.
I thought they were kind of fine.
They were okay.
The second one was 2-2.
All right. Yeah, that one I got. Brad, are you there? Brad?
I'm here.
All right.
I'm here.
You chose me as your contestant. So it's going to be 30 seconds on the clock. We're facing off against Kevin and Amid. Are you ready to play?
Yes, sir.
All right. I don't like that pause. All right. Here we go. 30 seconds starts now. This is a bug with 100 legs.
Oh.
Centipede.
Okay, all right. In the cold, you're going to Lake Tahoe. You put these fuzzy things over the things on your head that hear.
Earmuffs?
Yes, yes.
No, chill.
If you, the medical term for getting a limb cut off is.
Oh, amputated?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. These are things on the road where they sink. Because I couldn't say hole. I couldn't say hole, but the word was pothole. So, okay. Well, we got three. That's fine. Good.
Oh, one more than me.
Yeah.
Oh, me and Amid.
Oh. Great job, Kevin.
All right. Brad, we're in the lead, so I'm putting you back on hold. We're going to go back to Amid for round two. Amid, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Another 30 seconds. Let's see how you and Kevin do. Kevin, are you ready?
Yes.
Hit it.
Okay. Opposite of you.
Me.
No. Yeah. Keep going. Not
they,
me.
They.
Like blank love you.
I.
Yes. Okay. And then this is like a heavy metal thing that falls from a sky and tries to hit a roadrunner. It's heavy. It's like a weight. It's shaped differently.
Dumbbell.
Okay, we're going to skip. You do this to the Pledge of Allegiance.
Dan.
Anvil.
Are you going to be okay?
Anvil.
Does anyone know?
Anvil.
Anvil, yeah. Anvil. Doesn't it drop on the Roadrunner?
Yeah, no, you're right.
Coyote?
Yeah. So how many did he get?
Yeah.
We don't need to count. Just go.
How many did you get?
One.
Okay, that's right.
We spent a lot of time on
I. Yeah, we did.
It's fine. It's not you, it's me.
There we go. As long as somebody says it, that's fine. All right, Brad, we only need one
to
win.
Okay, you don't need to say that.
All righty.
Just give it your best shot, Brad.
30 seconds on the clock. Brad, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, and go. This is another word for buffalo.
Bison.
Yes! Let's just keep going. This is a toy. It's like a plastic circle that you can throw down on a string and then bring it back up.
Yo-yo.
Yep. If a bullet goes into your body, you say, I got...
Fuck.
Yes. Yeah. If we're kissing each other, we put our what together?
Gayness.
No!
Brad!
We put our lips together.
I can't.
Oh man,
he was winning, so he's a jokester.
Yeah. Congratulations, You got yourself a pair of tickets to see Pink Panthers. Take all your gayness to that show at the Fox Theater in Oakland. It's in a few weeks. Who are you going to bring with you?
I'm actually going to donate them to my neighbor. They got a couple daughters that like that Panther girl.
Well, how sweet are you?
I love that.
Brad, you're the best.
Brad, you're
neighbor
funny.
Of the year.
You better bank that, okay, and get something good out of it. Like, I don't know, they got to watch your dog for 2 weeks something like that, okay?
All right.
Stay on hold. We got to get your information. Sorry, Amit.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Yay! Love it, guys. Yay!
He wants to name his son that he has one day Bing. He likes searching things on the internet so much. Kevin goes all over the internet to find interesting facts to make us more interesting. It's time for his segment, Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know human beings only use one nostril at a time?
How is that possible? I'm doing it right now. I'm using both.
But maybe you're not. Maybe
yeah,
I'm
maybe
not.
You only use one at a time. Like you're
I feel
breathing
like I'm using my left more than my right.
Yeah, I hear
it. I can breathe out of both of my nostrils.
That's not what we said, though.
Yeah.
It's that it's being done. It's not being done simultaneously.
What? Why?
Yeah, I don't. Why, Kevin?
It's because your body wants to, like, you know, even it out, switch off.
What?
Use one nostril, like, for a few seconds, and then use the other to even it out.
Like walking.
Yes. Everything's about balance in your body.
Because, okay, all right. Because, like, the body, like, we could just hop everywhere like bunnies.
You could, yeah.
And use both legs at the same time every single time, but instead, no. The brain wants to go left, right,
right,
left, right.
Because there's syncopated two hemispheres rhythm. To the brain, too.
So, yes, there are. Yeah. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm pretty sure we have, like, a dominant nostril, like we have a dominant hand.
Sure.
I do feel like I have a dominant nostril.
Yeah,
I do, too.
Yeah. My right nostril is hella strong.
I always assume, though, it's because I have a deviated septum.
I do, too.
Oh, yeah. I got punched really hard right here once. And if you look at my nose, it's still kind of crooked. Like it swoops to the left a little bit.
I mean, barely, Gavin.
I feel like that makes the left one my
dominant.
Yes. It's all right. Did you know with Kevin?
Did you know there is no record of anyone being killed by a meteorite? And the only person in the entire history of mankind has been recorded to have been hit by one.
Were we all confused by that?
Are you trying to say only one person has ever been hit by one?
Yes.
But nobody's been killed.
No one has been killed. One person has been hit.
If you got hit with, let's say, a rock, a medium-sized rock-sized meteorite.
Okay.
Would you even think for a second, this is a meteorite?
Definitely not.
Right, I wouldn't either.
No.
I would
be like, who threw that?
And no one would believe you if you did.
What does a meteorite even look like?
I don't know.
It's like a small pebble with holes.
Well, then definitely not.
If I went out there right now, I guarantee I could find something that I think probably could pass for a meteorite. And if I brought it in here and be like, guys, I was hit with a meteorite, you guys would be like, you're such a liar.
Okay, now I will say this. After looking them up, you're absolutely right. You could grab anything out there and say it's a meteorite. We'd be like, okay, whatever, cuckoo. Right. There are some big-ass meteorites.
Really? Kevin, what's next? It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know there were still mammoths roaming the earth by the time the pyramids were being constructed?
What?
I'm so confused about the pyramids.
I'm confused about the mammoth.
What?
It seems like the mammoth, it lasted way longer than we thought it would.
Yeah.
And the pyramids are way older than we thought they were.
Okay, so, guys, this is going to sound so stupid, okay? There were dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Got that one right.
Hundreds of millions of years before any of this.
Hold on!
Okay, all right.
And then, speaking of which, a meteor came, hit the Earth, right?
Yes.
It was an asteroid.
Oh, God, now I have to worry about asteroids.
Asteroid's like the size of a state.
Okay. Yeah.
So that hit the Earth. Dinosaurs go away.
Right.
at some point, yes, there's an ice age.
Yes.
And that was what came next.
Yes.
Okay. And during the ice age, there were mammoths.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And now where did all the animals from the ice age go and why?
Well, I'm pretty sure the mammoths went extinct because we killed them all. We hunted every single one. We hunted them into like less habitable environments for them, like their herds, and like they just died off because
we weren't even like that. We didn't even have like guns.
We didn't have guns. No, it's true.
So just spears.
We had spears, yeah. Wow. But we were smart. I mean, don't quote me on that, but I thought
the ice melted and killed their supply of food and they starved to death.
That's part of it. It's probably not one reason, but I think we did hunt them.
Okay, but what about all the other animals from the Ice Age?
Yeah, like Sid.
Like Sid. The sloth?
Yeah.
Oh, we still have
sloths. I mean, they evolved.
We have sloths?
Some things just evolved. Like saber-toothed tigers just evolved.
Just the tigers?
They got smaller and, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
But the pyramids, though! How did we build those?
We don't know.
No, the answer is we didn't.
Oh,
aliens.
No.
And everyone knows it. Wow. Well, listen, we're currently collecting your favorite conspiracy theory on the pyramids.
And or possible history?
916-909-1065. Let us know. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. Betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.